Wildcountry.fm, your country favorites. It is time now for Wild Country Connects on a Monday afternoon. Joining us today, Jerry Manor from Secom Federal Credit Union. Jerry, good day.
Well, good day to you too.
And how are things going?
Well, I couldn't be happier. Things are going really, really well. Maybe someday we're going to have summer. That's what I'm looking for. We did have some really great weather last week. And then as it got toward the end of the week, it got cold again. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I'm looking forward to nice weather.
I don't blame you.
Well, today we're going to talk about housing costs in retirement. Because that's a problem for many retirees. You know, it's hard to keep up with it. You know, it's an expense you have to adjust to once you become on a fixed budget. You know, when you're working, you can work overtime, you can, you know, you've got that extra money coming in. But if you're on a fixed budget, you know, you might be feeling some pressure. And if you are, you're a senior, retired, and feeling pressure, you're not alone. Believe me. Housing accounts for about 36% of annual spending for adults age 65 and older. That's their largest budget category for many of them. At the same time, costs continue to rise. You probably noticed that, especially for those who may need additional support later in life. Recent estimates put the median cost of assisted living at about $6,200 per month nationally, highlighting how quickly housing expenses can escalate in retirement should you need something like assisted living. So what's a senior to do? Well, first of all, reevaluate your current living situation. Start with an audit of what it costs you each month. What do you have to pay? Not just your mortgage or your rent, but property taxes, insurance, utilities, maintenance, repairs. Many retirees find their true housing cost is hundreds of dollars more than they expected. Next, you might want to consider what we call relocating strategically. Okay. In other words, a move doesn't have to be drastic to be effective. Downsize to a smaller place, lower cost property, and that can really help with those ongoing costs. You can also share living arrangements. You know, if you go this route, treat it like a business arrangement, of course. Create a written agreement, define expectations, and plan how shared expenses will be handled. If you let somebody move in with you, make sure the rules are in place before you let it happen. You know, renting out space like a bedroom or something can also generate some income, and moving in with a trusted family member can help as well. And again, you have to be careful, though, and make sure it's going to work before you do it. Another option is to tap into your home equity carefully. Of course, your house might be almost paid off or paid off, so there is some equity there. But remember, with the home equity loan, you have to pay back, you know, unless you sell your house. But again, that's something that could help your cash flow. And we've also heard of reverse mortgages. I'm not a fan. There are a lot of fees. They're costly. So I would think twice before doing that. You should also plan ahead for senior housing options should that become a necessity if you have to move out of your house. Planning ahead prevents rushed decisions during a health or financial crisis when the options could be limited and very expensive. Research independent living, assisted living, and continued care communities in the area. Look for full cost breakdowns and find out what it's going to cost you if you have to do that so you can plan for it. And even if you don't have to move, reducing your home expenses is pretty smart, which is always smart, even if you're a young person like you are. You know, so you want to do that. You know, take a look. What are home prices doing in your area? And make some changes too. Maybe install LED lights to save on electricity, or weather stripping so you don't have to, it doesn't cost you so much to heat. But you know, managing your costs for housing in retirement isn't just math. It's about making decisions that support your long-term stability.
And I would guess and say that some of these things that we've discussed, we don't necessarily have to wait till retirement to look into these things.
In fact, that's a really good point because, you know, if you do it now, you know, when you reach that point, now I'm not saying everything's going to work out because things change. However, that would be a good thing to do is look at it right throughout your life. Plan for it just like you plan for everything else.
Jerry, thank you very much.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.